We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz.
You liked him before. So he's back with more.
The Drive on KFH.
Here's one that played frequently, to say the least. 2000, the top 20 songs of the year. Kryptonite, Three Doors Down, waited at number 15 in the year 2000. Chris Marker, Chris Davis join us to play in the world. There we go. There's a little more Kryptonite.
That scared me, too.
I was petrified. Here we go. How you guys doing? Chris Marker.
Good, thank you. How are you?
How are you? Good. I'm good. Chris Davis.
Yes, sir. How are we doing?
We're doing okay. Are you fired up to play here, guys?
Definitely.
You know, the winner goes to Side Pockets. Here we go.
And if Chris Davis doesn't, he'll go to Side Pockets, too.
So. Yeah.
We'll
here
see
we go.
Both.
Play the music back. The category is Super Bowl. I want to know the play-by-play and color announcers, television announcers, in Super Bowl history. Somebody who's done play-by-play or color in a Super Bowl in since the first one.
And not sideline reporters. So
not
this is
sideline. Chris Marker.
Pat Summerall.
Pat Summerall is correct. Chris Davis.
Joe Buck.
Joe Buck. We are tied at one as we go to round two. This will get difficult a little bit later. Chris Marker. 5 seconds.
Bob Costas.
Bob Costas has never done play-by-play or color for a Super Bowl.
Ah, okay.
Chris Davis.
Madden.
John Madden, correct. We go to round three. Davis, one up on Marker. Chris Marker.
Kurt Gowdy.
Kurt Gowdy is correct. We go to the bottom of three. Chris Davis.
Al Michaels.
Al Michaels, correct. 3-2. We go to round four. Play-by-play or color for a Super Bowl on television. Chris Marker.
Troy Aikman.
Troy Aikman is correct. Chris Davis.
What about Hank Stram?
Hank Stram, Jeff.
I think he's there.
He is there. 4-3. Chris Marker, you need this to continue.
Chris Collinsworth.
Chris Collinsworth is right. Now, here's where it gets interesting. You can wrap it up right here, Chris Davis.
Charlie Jones.
Charlie Jones. Are you really going with Charlie Jones? Charlie Jones is not correct.
God.
We go to round six. We've got a match. Chris Marker.
Dick Enberg.
Dick Enberg. Jeff?
Don't think he's ever called a Super Bowl.
Never called a Super Bowl. Chris Davis.
How about Matt Mullen?
Chris Davis, go.
Dick Enberg's correct.
Dick Enberg is correct.
Are you sure he's not on that list?
Our bad. Chris Davis. My bad. Dick Enberg was listed. Davis, you need this to stay in it.
What about Matt Mullen?
Matt Mullen. Jeff?
No.
No. And Chris Marker moves on to the quarterfinals in the World Series of Faceoff. Davis, you were rolling. What happened?
Well, they got, you know, who was with Al Michaels? Color guy.
Al Michaels was Frank Gifford, Dan Dierdorf.
Yeah.
Oh, that's bad.
How about Jim Nance, who's done about 700 of them?
Yeah.
Chris Marker, congratulations.
Thanks, boys.
Thanks, guys.
You're the ones that get pretty tough.
Yeah, I guess. Here's the ones that weren't named. Thanks, guys. We appreciate it. Ray Scott, Jack Whitaker, Jack Buck, Frank Gifford, Greg Gumbel, Jim Nance, Paul Christman, Jack Kemp, Kyle Rote, Al DeRogatis from the old days, Bart Starr, Dandy Don Meredith, Tom Brookshire, John Brody, Merlin Olson, Joe Theismann, Bob Greasy, Dan Dierdorf, Bob Trumpy, Phil Sims, Phil McGuire, Boomer Esiason, and Tony Romo. They're kicking themselves
a little bit.
Well, Chris Marker isn't because he won.
He got the win. But yeah, that's there you go.
Matt
Don't
Millen.
Don't scare me like that with Dick Enberg. I know I got this category right.
Well, sometimes this is. I don't have anybody looking over my shoulder.
I know.
That used to be the commissioner's job. Has he showed up here once? No.
He has not.
So I'm blaming him.
He'll be there Thursday, he said.
I'm blaming the kid.
I can see that.
Nothing's ever my fault. That was always a problem my mother had with me.
What?
But nothing
you?
Was ever my fault.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
But I've grown out of that. Many things are my fault now, including that drop ball.
That's all right. There's a lot of names, and it's hard to sort through them.
And especially when they're not in alphabetical order.
They're in order of basically when
I know, but that doesn't do me any good.
I hear you.
Alphabetical order, I'm good to go. All I got to do is I know where to look.
I'll do them on an Excel spreadsheet next time, and I'll automate it.
Something like that would be fun. All right, so Chris Marker is in. He will face Justin Wasmuth tomorrow at 5:25. Tony Kidd and Andy Bartel, the first quarterfinal at 4:25. Jason Ault and Jordan Bodick at 4:45. Justin Wasmuth, Chris Marker at 5:25. And then we have two more second-round matches coming up in the second hour. Dan Barber against Joel Ramos. Pat Pask against Jason Trower. Is it going to be Dan and Pat?
Maybe. That'd be fun, right?
Well, Joel and Jason would be fun.
What a redemption story if Dan Barber, who lost in the finals last year, comes back and wins the whole thing. Kind of like the Royals. Ugh.
Why do you say that?
I don't
know. Say it like that?
I don't know.
Why do you have to be like that?
I was going to say like Virginia, but Virginia lost in the first round, not in the finals.
I don't know why you have to say it like that.
Well, the Indians could have done it too, but, you know, they didn't.
Royals begin a series tonight in Atlanta against a team. Who are the teams that could win the World Series? Atlanta's a team that could win the World Series.
Conceivably.
I'm not sure they have the starting pitching to do it, but they certainly have the lineup to do it.
Yeah, their lineup's great.
The Cardinals have three more left in Pittsburgh. They're kind of playing better, but then they have a home series against Astros, home series against Cubs, and then on the road against Oakland and the Dodgers.
Here are the teams.
That's going to make or break the year, right?
Sure. Here are the teams that can win the World Series.
And if you include Cleveland.
Cleveland can win the World Series.
That is a joke.
Bieber,
not with
Clevenger,
their current
Bauer.
Lineup.
Their
they
lineup's
got a, you
been
got
great.
A hit.
They lead the league in slugging since June 1. What do you want from me?
You really stand by that statement. Well, what about the Cardinals then?
No.
Cubs?
No. Atlanta and the Dodgers are probably the only teams out of the National League that can win it.
Not the Phillies.
Goodness, no. No pitching.
So the Dodgers and the Braves are the only two?
Pretty much. If one of them doesn't come out of the National League, I'll be surprised. And then you, of course, have the Yankees. I don't know about Boston. And Houston and Cleveland. And that's it.
Well, we'll see.
And no Minnesota.
All right, you ready to play a game?
I don't know. I'll try.
Let's try.
We've been playing games all week.
Let's try to play a game. We'll take a break. We'll return and see if Jeff can come up with a game. Back in a minute.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.